Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning,
Sierra
Valley. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Fabulous Beating Room. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And today we are talking to Fabulous Gonzalez. He is the program supervisor, and he's going to be talking today about a new program that Imperial County Behavioral Health has, thanks to the Mental Health Services Act, the MHSA. Good morning, Fabulous.
Good morning, Maria. How are you?
Good. Today we're going to be talking about one of the new programs, which is the Supportive Engagement Network, better known as the SEN program. Correct?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what the SEN program is about.
The SEN program is an MHSA product for up-to-care services for people that are gravely ill and that sometimes tend to fall through the cracks.
Gravely ill as in?
As in the diagnosis of severe depression, mostly the three diagnoses, the main three numbers of the diagnosis. Schizophrenia, severe depression, bipolar. That's three. Thank you.
Or better known as, they have the seriously mentally ill.
That's what we're referring to now. That they're certainly not seriously mentally ill, because these people tend to leave the hospital or a crisis episode or conservatorship, and they don't have places to go. They need services, emergency services like shelter, like a hospitalization symptoms again, or a dentist appointment, or a driver's license application. It's a myriad of services that we're trying to provide right now. Mm-hmm. We just took off 2 weeks ago. So right now we have like 9 clients that are being served at this moment. So we're doing okay for the 3 weeks that we've been in operation.
Okay. How does the SEN program benefit the client? We'll start with the client, the family, and most importantly the community. Why was it developed?
Because our clients started to fall through the cracks when they were released from the places I mentioned before, or the situations. Therefore,
they didn't have a place,
family was hospitalized, right?
They didn't go back to their families, or?
Well, sometimes the family, unfortunately, does not want them back, or sometimes the family is going through financial problems, so that the client, per se, becomes a burden on the family. So we're trying to avoid that by counseling as much as we can and offering services that can help the family and the client. Let's say the client is homeless. We provide shelter, we provide food, and we try to link him to the other services that we have available. Could be legal, could be medical, benefits assistance, the basic needs for survival for the clients. So that's basically what we do. We just provide aftercare after they're released from those three situations.
How about the family?
The family sometimes, or most of the time, will not participate for some reason, strange reason. Sometimes it's just fear of the unknown, they're not prepared, and our case manager, which is why I say he's very well prepared. I'm lucky to have him, as well as my other partner, Christina, which is the our secretary. Mm-hmm. And we try to, the three of us have a passion for what we do. And that means that we approach the client as...
How would it benefit the family?
That's what I mean. We approach the clients in a way that we make them feel comfortable, so they open up to us and they sign releases of information for us to talk to the family. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that they feel like neglected and they will not sign agreement. Mm-hmm. So we don't have anybody to call. So that's another benefit that we have. It's a family thing as well. As well as it could be just individual. But the main and the important thing here is that the client has to accept the services. Mm-hmm. If the client, United Services...
Everything, most of our, almost 99% of our services at behavioral health are voluntary.
And you'll be surprised how many people reject the services.
Yeah.
is that it's hard to change some lifestyle. And being homeless sometimes becomes a lifestyle. Because they want to avoid responsibility. They do avoid responsibility. They don't want, you know, like the usual paying bills, paying rent, and all that. So we try to customize it as much as we can. The clinician meets with the client, and they make a plan. Yeah.
And finally, how would this program benefit our community?
It will benefit the community in ways that you probably will see less people pushing carts on the streets, because they do it as a feeling of belonging to something, so that's pushing that little cart. A lot of people don't understand that I wouldn't call it a feeling, but it's just a sensation, an emotion. That pushing that little cart is a sense of belonging, okay? So if we help those people with shelter, food, and all those medical necessities and some kind of stable financial situation, they will stay away from the streets. Hopefully. We're trying, but we will try.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.